Incense.
Very good. Over here we can see the solid vessel, the showbread table. Showbread table is made out of wood, again, Acacia wood, covered by gold. And on these 12 shelves, we used to put 12 showbreads. The showbreads didn't look like the bread we buy at the supermarket. Actually looked like this. Do you see the picture on top? Mm-hmm. See those boxes? Those are the breads. Special shape. And we used to make the bread on Friday. And Saturday we used to put the bread on the showbread table. Saturday afterwards, they switched the bread. They put in new bread on the showbread table. With a special miracle, the bread stayed fresh and warm for the whole week. And the priest used to get to eat from the old bread. Now, little quiz. If there are 12 breads, remember 12 breads, and two priests, how much bread does each priest get to eat? Six, very good. Now, if there's 12 breads, and 2,000 priests, how much does each of them one get to eat? A crumb, a little. So each and every one of the priests used to get a little crumb. They ate that crumb because they actually felt full afterwards. Another miracle is the showbread table. Feeling full from a bit of showbread. So, now we know about the holy so well. Another quiz. Ready for it? I'm going to show you two pictures of the holy. You'll need to tell me what is the real picture of the holy. Ready?
Okay.
Okay. Is it the picture? Not this one. The one on top. Do you see the one with the red?
Yes.
Is it this picture or is it the picture over there? Okay. Yeah. Who's favorite picture number one? Picture number one. Table, hands up. No hands up. Okay. Who says picture number two? Okay, all right, but you're also wrong. The both pictures are the holy. This is the holy at the time of the first temple King Solomon built. 10 more showbread tables and 10 more menorot, which was with an easy count, 11 showbread tables, 11 menorahs. And because he was rich, he could afford it. So he made 11. Why not? It's 11. This is a significant. It's 11 tribes plus the Levites. Well, actually, like the Menorah, Levi, the priest, the family of the Levi tribe. So it's 11 plus 1. Got it?
Yeah.
Well, but that was really fun. Couldn't live with that. Okay, and the second temple, when we built it, were very poor. They couldn't afford making 11 children.
Yeah,
Yeah, they built a small one, as you see, one of a kind. King Herod came a few hundred years after, so he was kind of forced to build a temple because he killed all the leaders of Israel, the wise people, all the rabbis of Israel, except one. He was afraid that they're going to kill him. So he killed them all, except one of them, who? Blind. It's called Baba Ben Buta. So King Herod came to that rabbi, Baba Ben Buta, who was blind, and he said, come and curse King Herod. And he said, no, the Torah says, you're not allowed to curse the president. And he said, yeah, but you saw what he did. He killed all the rabbis. He deserves it. He said, yes, he killed all the rabbis, but I need to do the commandments. No, I'm not allowed to curse the president. And he said, well, I'm King Herod. I didn't know that you're kind of the rabbis are these kind of people. Because if he can't curse them, I'm killing. So he said, what should I do? He said, the Torah is the light of the world. So you, when you killed the rabbis, you took you made more, you took some light from the world. So you need to make more light. Go and build the temple, rebuild the second temple. So he rebuilt the second temple, but again, he wanted to make the temple beautiful. He didn't care what's actually inside the holy. So he made lots of bowls outside of the temple, and inside stayed only one from each and every one of the vessels. So now we know the temple was destroyed a few hundred years after, and 2,000 years after, we're right over here trying to build the third temple. Next, we know about the holy. Let's go and pass into the Holy of Holy. Now to the Holy of Holy, only one person is actually allowed in.
High priest,
on one holy day, Yom Kippur, the atonement. Look at the picture of this one, the one on top. You see, the high priest, today he's wearing white, he's like a bride. And over there, he's offering the incense. You can see, the holiest vessels are the common. Look at the picture. So the ark was made out of three boxes. One box out of gold, inside another box out of wood, inside another box out of gold, and inside all of those boxes were two sets of tablets. Two sets that God gave to Mount Moses and Mount Sinai. On top, see the cherubs, the cherubim, see the rock with the wings? Made out of pure gold. They had a special miracle that when Israel did the willing of God, used to face each other. When Israel did not do the will of God, to move themselves around, and used to be back to back. And when the temple was destroyed, they were actually hugging each other. Can you imagine them hugging each other with the wings? God is telling us, yes, I punished you. Yes, you sinned, and I told you what would happen. But I still love you because, you know, my children, I always love you, whatever you do. So, yes, they were hugging each other. Now, the big question, where is the ark right now? Indiana Jones? Yeah, I didn't, so I can't tell you what's written over there. I could tell you what's written in the Talmud. So, at the time of the first temple, the Talmud was written a few years after the second temple. At the time of the first temple, there was a king called Yoshiyahu. He got a prophet, and they're going to destroy the first temple. The temple was really the center of the world. Had no idea what to do without a temple. You know, how would you feel close to God? How would you sacrifice? You know, what would you do in special festivals? What would you do without a temple? That king was very practical, and he checked the damages. Okay, if we have no temple, could always build it again, right? Yeah, and they did. If there's no shofar, could make it again, right? Tablets. You can't make tablets again, right? So what do you do? So the king took out from the Holy of Holies the Ark of the Covenant, and he hided it underneath Temple Mount. So for the whole period of the Second Temple, there was actually no Ark. So if you look at the picture, not this one, the one on top, so from what period was it? What temple was it in the picture? First one, very good. Imagine the second temple. High priest comes into the Holy of Holy and it's empty. Now, I believe that we're going to have an ark for the third temple because we have something that we didn't have as a second temple. It's called technology. I believe that with the technology of today, we can find out. So, we will have an ark at the third temple.
So you put it in under the temple mount?
Yes. So, we go out from the Holy of Holy, out of the temple, into the inner courtyard. We'll get to see a marvelous view, something like this. Picture right over here. At the left, we could see the Levites playing the musical instruments. And at the middle, we could see where the smoke goes out. That's a sacrificing altar. Mm-hmm. Now, sacrificing is very difficult. First of all, there's lots of rules about sacrificing. You know, What kind of sacrifice should he bring? Where to sacrifice? Who should sacrifice? What time would you sacrifice? Also rules about sacrificing. Before you sacrifice, you need to know what you're doing. But also, it's difficult because, you know, you're taking an innocent animal and you're just killing it. Difficult. But we will sacrifice. Yes, we will. Why? Because God gave us so many rules about sacrificing. So, I guess he expects us to do it. Again, nothing in the Torah that was written is for fun. It's for generations. It's for always. We should. So if God gave us so many rules about sacrificing, I guess we really need it. Because God doesn't tell us to do something. It's not to make us better humans, but to make the humanity better. So if he told us to sacrifice, I guess we really need it. Why exactly? Don't know. But we need it. So, yes, we will sacrifice. And placing the sacrificing altar is very important. Has to be exactly where it was at the first temple and at the second temple. Because that place is where this picture happened, on top. Somebody recognize?
Yes. Abraham and Isaac.
Very good. Exactly the same place where Abraham was ready to sacrifice his own child, where Isaac, who wasn't a kid, was 37 years old. He knew very well what's going to happen to him. But yes, they were ready to get sacrificed. In the same place, we sacrifice. It's the world of God. Another vessel. As in the culture, it's a labor here on the left. See, just in front of me. You want to the taps. Priest, before he does anything at the temple, he has to wash his hands and his feet at the labor. Now, questions. Okay, so sorry to tell you, we all grew up, including me, that yes, he had a string on his ankle when he went to the Holy of Holy, but we were all wrong. Here at the Temple Institute, we actually checked what do we learn from? Where did it come from? Because it's not written in the Bible. Not written. So what? And it's not written. No. Where is it written? At the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah, book called Zohar, it says it would be good if you would have a string around your ankle if you would die. But actually, no high priest used to die at the Holy of Holy. They used to die, they wouldn't finish the year. It means they wouldn't get to be again the high priest at the Day of Atonement. They wouldn't live to the next Day of Atonement. But no one used to die at the Holy of Holy. So, actually, there was no string. We were all over. Okay. More questions.
Oh, who is the man behind high priest?
Good question. That's the king. How do I know it's a king? First of all, he's got a crown. Second, if you look at his hand, he's got a Torah on his hand. See? A Jewish king has to have a Torah on his hand every single moment to show who's the real king over here. Did you remember? Yes, we're expecting to have a king.
And how do you choose the king?
I don't know.
How tall is the curtain in the Holy of Holies?
Question is, from the first temple or the second temple? The second temple was about 3 meters high. And if you look at the Holy over there, you can see it's much smaller. See? Because it's actually a wall. And at at the second temple, it was 5 meters high.
And
what?
Nothing.
Slender, it's not very thin. It's not very thick. So, Okay, let's go up under.